Oh, it is such a treat to be here. I think last time I was here, Craig and I, afterwards, we had a little conversation about it's kind of a little taste of heaven when we're here. Just, I imagine, kind of what it'll be like one day when we're in heaven and we all get together. It's just a real treat to be with this congregation. You guys are so welcoming and loving, and so I actually been looking forward to being here today and just singing and worshiping the Lord with you and visiting with so many of you and reconnecting. And really, you guys doing an awesome job of just reflecting what I imagine a little bit of what heaven will be like, just that loving, kind acceptance to everyone who's here. So thank you. And I'm also excited to be able to share with you guys what God is doing at Pregnancy Care Services. So many of you, as I see you out there, individuals who I know support us with your time and talent and resources in different ways, just as I'm seeing your faces. So it's a treat to be able to share with you what God is doing. And we actually are trying out a PowerPoint, so that's kind of a newer thing for me, and I thought this is a great church for me to try that out on, because I'm among friends, and so you guys will be patient with me while we try out our a PowerPoint that we'll be using to bring to other churches as well, some who don't know us. A lot of these things, you guys know us, our ministry already so well, but we'll be getting into some new churches who don't know as much, so this PowerPoint will help us to really be able to give them a feel for the ministry, this local Pendleton and area. We absolutely do see clients from Weston, Athena, Adams as well. So just to give churches a feel for what God is doing right here locally. So anyway, this is who we are. Yeah, about us. We are a nonprofit organization that was established in 1993. So we've been actually in the area for quite a while now. We're desiring to promote a Christian view that affirms the sanctity of human life. We're committed to reaching all segments of our society with a positive message that makes abortion unnecessary and unwanted. And I have to kind of pause right there, because that sounds so nice, and people sometimes think, well, that will never happen. But I have to say, as I've been meeting with more and more people in the 3 years that I've been at the center, I see things headed in that direction. This message of abortion become more and more of an unnecessary and unwanted thing, that will be where our nation is at, instead of where we currently are with our laws, and particularly in the state of Oregon, our law actually allows for people to have abortion right up to when they would deliver their child. But we are making progress nationwide, and even in states like Oregon, where more and more people that we see, the individual people, are beginning to recognize, wow, this is an unthinkable thing. It's not necessary and it's not wanted. So as individuals begin to realize that, our state and national governments as a whole will hopefully begin to reflect that as well. Only Christ can give unconditional love, forgiveness, healing, and the offer of salvation that every client and her family needs. And we're committed to sharing that truth of the gospel and this hope with all of our clients. So I want you guys to know that. It's not just about saving a baby, but it's also about sharing the gospel. And what each story that comes in, each person that comes in, while their story might be slightly different, they have that same need, that same connection of really they just need Jesus. And I liked what somebody had said earlier today about that, just that how so much what we need is just that forgiveness. We've all made mistakes, and we have that opportunity to just help people in their moment of crisis to see that and to find an answer and a blessing. Before I go on to the next slide, I did want to mention too just how, as God is growing our ministry, it's a real blessing for me to have some people with me here today. So I have Laura Jensen and her husband Mike are here. And Laura just recently became the executive director at the Pregnancy Center. And what's exciting about that is, I think many you guys know, we've had this goal of bringing ultrasound to the center here in Pendleton, and being able to just right when women are coming in, do an ultrasound and let them see their baby. And we've that's been a goal of ours for a while, to have that technology and be able to offer that right in Pendleton, free ultrasound to the women. And as we've been growing, as God has been blessing our ministry, we're always looking for how we can get closer to that goal of becoming a medical center as well as a ministry center, and being able to offer that ultrasound. And so Laura Jensen actually comes from Yucca Valley, California, where she worked at a center, and she was a part of bringing ultrasound to their center. And so she knows what it takes to go from small center ministry, how do we grow into being able to actually realize that goal of offering ultrasound free to women in the area when they come in. So we're really excited to have Laura joining us and being that key step in bringing ultrasound and our ministry continuing to grow. So a little bit later we'll have her come up and share as well. Okay, I think we're ready for the next slide. So we have a specific mission statement, and our mission is to empower women and men through encouragement, support, and education to make life-affirming pregnancy decisions. And so we spent a long time coming up with the right words for our mission statement, but that really does reflect the other decisions we make. Each thing that we do throughout the day and with women and families that come in goes back to that mission statement. And the next slide. We desire to serve women and families by meeting the various practical needs they encounter during and following pregnancy. And we desire to provide spiritual encouragement, physical and emotional support. Really, in addition to encouraging young women to choose life, we want to be able to encourage them beyond that place. And I feel like we really do that at Pregnancy Care Services. Sometimes critics will look in and say, you know, all you care about is just the political piece, and you're just trying to get them to choose life, and then you don't really care about them. And I think we can say at Pregnancy Care Services that we reflect so much more than that, that we do care about each woman, each story that comes in. Some of them are really heart-wrenching, and we care very much about them and their situation as well. And part of the way that I feel like we show that is because we stick with people beyond just say, okay, you chose life. And I have a specific story I can share recently that's gone on at the center, and we've changed the name, you know, for confidentiality, but we'll say Ruth had come in several months ago now, discovered she was pregnant, and it was a real difficult situation where she was going through a divorce and very complicated time for her to be pregnant, and very much felt like it was going to complicate things even more, discovering that she was pregnant. And she didn't want to have an abortion, but she really didn't know what else to do. She already had several children. Her parents were already disappointed with her, she felt, and decisions she'd made, and just the fact that her marriage had failed. And through time with us, she ultimately decided that she would keep the baby. And as she went through the pregnancy, there was a lot of heartache and difficulty in doing that. The divorce went ahead and went through. Single mom, working, pregnant, a lot of questions from a lot of people. And then her health became a real challenge. She ended up in the hospital several times throughout the pregnancy. And wow, it was just not an easy pregnancy all the way through for her. She ended up using all of her sick leave and leave from work during the pregnancy, having had to have an emergency surgery, and just really difficult. She just recently delivered the baby, and they've come back and visited. It's a little boy. He's beautiful. And we have been able to kind of help them all the way through as they keep coming back for parenting classes. And when they come and take our parenting classes, then they earn our boutique bucks that they can spend at the boutique that we have right there at the center. So they've been able to kind of get some of what they need, help them out from a material standpoint, financially. That helped to be able to get some of the things they need for the baby. Most recently, she's taken off another 4 weeks because she just had the baby and she really needs to be home, obviously, for at least a few weeks. But she doesn't have any more leave because she used it all having surgery and those things during the pregnancy. And so we've had some volunteers and people who have been willing to come in and dedicate some funds specifically to help her pay her rent and pay her electric bill. And it's been such a treat to be able to help this particular family because she does have a good job that she is going to return to. But right in this moment, they're really struggling because here she is now, single mom, all these kids, no more leave at work, but she has to be home this, you know, month or 6 weeks with the new baby. So I just kind of wanted to share that story with you guys so you can see how we're able to minister in each situation. It's not just, okay, you chose life, good for you, but we're just continuing to support in each individual situation in whatever ways that we can. And so as you guys are supporting the center, those kinds of things are happening. So we can go on to the next slide. What we do, obviously we provide pre-pregnancy tests. They get an answer right there that day, really within a few minutes. And so if it's positive, there we can see all kinds of different reactions. And we're able to just be right there and encouraging them in making life-affirming decisions. And I brought the little pre-born baby models with me, so they're in the back, but and you guys can look at them afterwards, but it's such a treat. I carry them around with me sometimes. Anyone that comes in the center, whether you're there just to drop off a donation or whatever, I almost show everybody. I see the little pre-born life models, but we get those out and just talk about what's going on at each stage from the moment of conception, and actually get these pre-born models out and put them in their hands. And it really makes a huge difference. People, as they see that, and wow, I didn't realize, they're thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I realize I can't just go have an abortion. And so that's something that we get to do. Mentoring program, just so individual. I love that we individualize with each story that comes in, depending on what's needed. And of course, we have our parenting classes. I talked about that a little bit already with our Earn While You Learn program. And I think I'd like to just share one other story here. We have a few pictures that'll be coming up, too, that are actual pictures of clients that have been coming in that have given us permission to use. But another story just recently that I think kind of fits with this page on the PowerPoint as far as educating and helping. I had a young couple come in, and they are both Christians, and their parents are both very involved in their church. And they're still teenagers, and they came in, and they were just... She just burst into tears because her test had come back positive, and she just was not expecting that at all, and absolutely just devastated and guilt-ridden and just really a difficult, wow, what do we do now? And it was nice for me to be able to work with a couple like that to say, you know, in our churches we make mistakes too. Not everyone who goes to church gets it all right every time. And so it was a treat to be able to help Christian sister, young sister and brother in Christ and imagine for their parents as well how this was going to be. And so we just, that vulnerability of abortion is there even among Christians because at that moment they felt so... Wow, our parents are going to be so disappointed in us. And she just cried and cried. I can't tell my dad. I cannot face him. I cannot tell him. They're going to be so disappointed. And so that temptation is there. You know, the enemy is just whispering, you know, you don't have to tell him. You can go and this can all be done. It can, the enemy's lying and telling them it'll all be over with, and you would never have to tell your dad. And so it gives me a chance then to just expose that truth of what the enemy is lying and telling them, that no, it's not done. I see so many women that come in that made that choice. They thought, I can just have an abortion and this will be done. And then instead, it negatively affects them for the rest of their life. And they go through a lot of hard and difficult things. And we had the opportunity to share with this young couple and just help them in their moment of, they knew they didn't want an abortion, but it was so scary. They didn't want to tell mom and dad either, or deal with the reality of where things are at now for them. And so it really just gave us an opportunity to love on them, walk them through. We even did a little role play, you know, pretend like I'm your mom, that kind of thing, and let them just practice how it would be to share with their parents. And so they're still really at the beginning of their pregnancy and walking through this, but we're encouraging them, and also there, if their mom and dad want to come talk to us, to kind of help them know from a Christian perspective, now what do we do? And we have information and literature that's put out by Focus on the Family that helps us and can help them to just encourage those parents in helping their children walk through this unexpected and new turn in their life. Okay, next slide here. So we're also, of course, offering help for the hurting. We do have a post-abortion restoration ministry because there's many people who have been through an abortion in the past. And same thing, that's churched as well as non-churched. We see a lot of people across the board who have had an abortion at some point in their past and really need to experience the love and forgiveness that Jesus offers. So that's something we do. Abstinence education, that's a piece that's close to my heart because I see so many young people come in, even ones who say they go to church, they believe in God, that kind of thing. And they say they had no idea. Really? Our culture today really is not at all teaching that God intended sex to be within marriage. And people who even grow up believing in God, maybe they haven't gone to church every week, but they at least know who God is. They think they're a Christian. They have no idea that God would say you shouldn't do that or any of the reasons why. And so we are seeing a lot of heartache, bondage to sin from things that they didn't even know that God said you shouldn't do this or why. And so I'm really passionate about us expanding our ministry and being able just to educate people more about abstinence and the beauty and joy that comes from following God's plan that he outlined in the Bible. And we have some great curriculum. We got to use it last year. Was kind of our pilot year with some different youth groups. The curriculum that we have is actually made. It can go into public schools if they'll let us in. And it's lined out. It turns out what God says in the Bible is what works. So public schools are actually asking for it, and it's just lined out. There's no scripture in it. It's just the basics of what the Bible says. So we can teach about relationships within the school that way. And then when we come into youth groups, the same curriculum has a whole other piece you can lay over the top that has all the scripture that goes with the principles that we were sharing at the public school. And so I love to come into youth groups and really be able to share. And so I can visit with you guys later, but I would love to even come and spend a few weeks with your youth group and share with them this current curriculum that we have, just encouraging young people to make healthy relationship choices and abstinence choices. This is where I wanted to mention one thing coming up too. You'll be getting more information about it, but I'm really excited. On May 2nd, it's a Wednesday. You guys can mark your calendars already. A Silver Ring thing is coming to Pendleton, and so Pregnancy Care Services, we're going to be bringing that to Pendleton. It'll be at the Vert, so we'll give you more information, but it's a great program for youth. Anyone you know, I would say, 12 to 20 that's not married should come to Silver Ring Thing, and it gives them an opportunity to learn about why God says save sex for marriage? Why abstinence? And you even get a chance to get a silver ring, and that's why it's called silver ring thing, and committing to saying, I'm going to wait until I'm married. So we'll give you more information, but definitely keep in mind, silver ring thing. Okay, so now we can go on to the next slide. So there's so many ways that people can be involved with this local ministry and what we're getting to do. And we always welcome people who feel led by the Lord to volunteer. You just have an opportunity to make a difference, helping mothers, fathers, and children to be saved from the really devastating effects that can come from abortion. And they get to hear the hope and love of Jesus. And so if you feel that God is leading you to service in any way, definitely let us know. And I'm amazed at how I just get to see the body of Christ working together at the center, how God uses different people. And we have a retired repairman, and he loves to come in, and he's so good to us, just keeping the center up and going. If the heat's not working, I give him a call, and I figure, oh, we're probably going to end up having to call someone else anyway. He comes in, he took our whole heat system apart, put it back together, and it works great. So he just has taken what he can do, the gift that God gave him, and he blesses us with it all the time. And I see some of you out here that have been such a blessing to us, and Margaret makes blankets for us, and she told me she's making some more, and I said, good, because we actually have been giving them away. I love to give anytime we can to people, and so we are ready for more blankets. And so some people minister in that way, and I see Judy and others at your church have also offered, but Judy actually had an opportunity to open her home. I believe it was last May or June. We had a mom who was homeless who had gone into labor and had her baby at the hospital, and then she had no place to go from the hospital. And Judy opened her home to her, and wow, what a blessing that was for her. And I just have to tell you how God has worked in that story. Because some of our stories, they don't all have a beautiful ending. I wish I could say they did, but a lot of our stories are ongoing, and they're painful, and there's hard things. And when this gal first came with Judy, she wasn't easy to have. I can't imagine that it was easy for Judy. You imagine, oh, what a beautiful thing. She takes in this homeless woman and her new baby. And, you know, it was hard. That woman had some rough edges, and it wasn't easy. But Judy blessed her anyway. And I have to tell you, after she left Judy, she went through some more difficult things. Life got harder for her. But then ultimately, now she is doing really great. And I have to think that Judy being willing to love her and open her home to her at that moment when she had just had the baby and love her even through her rough edges has to have played a part in where she is now. She lives in Pendleton. She has an apartment now, a place to live with her baby. She's doing a great job. She comes in almost weekly to the center to take parenting classes. She says, you know, I didn't have a great life growing up. I don't know really what it takes to be the best mom, and I want to do what's right for my daughter. And she has worked so hard to learn and be the best mom she can for her baby. And it's such a treat for us, because now this little girl's about 9 months old, but I get to hold her every week, and she's the happiest, smiliest baby you ever wanted to meet. And this gal is going to church pretty regularly at this point and has a desire to learn more about God. It's just really trying to improve her life the best that she can. And so it's one of our happy stories. Every time she comes in, I'm like, you make me smile because you're working so hard and you're doing so well. And I really have to think that that's part of, at that beginning, Judy opening her home and loving her even when she wasn't super lovable. So many ways that you can serve. I think we have that on the PowerPoint. So still learning the PowerPoint. Why don't we go to the next slide? Because I think it's going to talk about different ways to be involved. So, and this is one of our clients right here. This is an ongoing story, one that's difficult. But she does come in from time to time and take parenting classes. And we had some local volunteers who found out that she liked giraffes, and so they started collecting everything giraffes for her. And so that's a picture of her with the little stuffed giraffe, and it's a little children's Bible covered in giraffes that they had got to bless this gal with. And that was kind of neat because we were able to tell her, you know, God cares about you and what's important to you. And these people found out that you kind of wanted to have giraffes in your nursery, and so they got all these things for you. So that was kind of a neat story too. But anyway, prayer team, we have a goal of actually having the center covered in prayer every hour that we're open, because there are so many things that come up, spiritual warfare, and just you never know who's coming in or what the situation's going to be. We would love to be covered in prayer every moment that we're open. So we've been working on getting people to sign up to pray for half an hour, that same half hour every week. And I have a sign-up sheet with me with the half hours that are open. If there's some of you that you feel like that's your ministry, it's just you're a prayer warrior, and you would have time to most weeks set aside that same half hour and pray for us. That's a way that you can be involved in this local ministry that God is working through. The next slide. We're always looking for people to come in and be the receptionist to welcome anyone that's coming through our door. And we give you training. You get to greet all the visitors, answer the phone, make appointments, and just kind of help us keep things running smoothly in the center. And we've definitely been growing during the course of the time that I've been there. I think we've tripled our average each month, the clients that we see. And now that Laura has come on board, we're anticipating just from there even growing more and more. And so having reliable receptionists that are able to be there is a big part, if that's something that you have time for that you'd be interested in. The next slide, peer counselors. So I think I mentioned before a little bit our mentoring program that we have. And so these are people, also you would get training, that just come in and meet with our clients. You might be the one that takes them through their initial pregnancy test. You might be the one that gets to just show them the truth about preborn life and just giving them the information, encouraging them to make a life decision instead of choosing abortion. And also, peer counselors get to teach some of those parenting classes as well. And we give you training on all of it. It's not too hard. And it's just a great opportunity to get to bond with some local people that need to know the love of God. Next slide. We're always looking for board members. Some of you may have heard that as we've grown, we are now our own entity. I think in the past we've been with Hermiston, and we had one board and one financial base that covered both Hermiston and Pendleton centers. We still very much love Hermiston, and the director and I get together and encourage each other frequently and help each other out where we can. But we're actually two totally separate entities now. That just started in January of this year because both ministries had grown to the point that one board really couldn't keep up with all that was going on. It was just too much to ask one board to do. And so as we've each become our own entity, that means two boards. So there's lots of space on each board to grow. We would love to have more board members in supporting and helping to make decisions. So if that's something that you're interested in, definitely let us know. And you can kind of see up there some of what a board member does. Meeting, obviously, there's monthly meetings, supporting the executive director and center director and staff through prayer, and we're so blessed. Our board members do pray for us, and it's such a blessing. And just helping to lead us in what standards and practice we're going to do, and making the decisions regarding the finances and policy and fundraising and all of that that goes on, that part of the ministry, if that's something you're interested in. Next slide. Obviously, people can help with fundraising. So we have different things that we do throughout the year. I like that picture. It shows people like you, and some of you have already been involved with that. This year, our Walk for Life is coming up in June. It's going to be a little bit later. It's on Saturday, June 30th. So you'll be getting more information about that as well. And we always have room for volunteers to come in and help with that. So we'll tell you more about how you can do that. And you can go ahead and go to the next slide. So a church liaison is someone that we give information to, and then they come up here and give that information about what's going on. I brought some baby bottles with me. We'll hand those out at the end. And so a month from now, we'll be trying to recollect those. So the church liaison would be the one that would help remind you guys and get those collected. And they'll tell you more about Silver Ring thing and more about the Walk for Life and those kind of things that are coming up. If that's something you're interested in doing, Kristen Williams in the past had said she would do that for this church, and I don't know if she's here today. So I'll have to connect with her, but I'm assuming she'll keep on being the liaison for you guys here. Next slide. Let's see. Oh, yes. Of course you can participate by, and this is what many of you already do, just being a patron of Pregnancy Care Services. Many of you are monthly givers to us, and again, that's why I'm enjoying being able to share with you how God is working at the center and just kind of how things are growing and what's happening. And wow, so many ways that people can be involved. Lots of times people find a good deal at a yard sale, and then they call me up and they say, I found a bunch of clothes. Can we bring them to the boutique? Sure, bring them on in. So all those kinds of things, just having people participate in our baby bottles and Walk for Life and banquet and those kind of things that we do is a big help for us. And so, wow, there's, I think, one slide left that just kind of shows our contact information and another little baby. So, wow, it's just been such a joy to have more people coming in and where we're following them throughout their pregnancy, if they're willing to come in and take the parenting classes and get kind of that encouragement, then we get to see the babies. And those are my favorite days when we have new baby visits and I get to get pictures and love on the babies and just the joy of seeing how being there and this ministry and how God's working through it, that we're allowed to get to that place of getting to hold a baby and love on a baby. Really, I guess the only other thing I want to share that maybe didn't come through in all of this, we have been collecting Bibles, specifically from the New Living Translation, because that translation is pretty easy for our clients to understand. And I'll just kind of go through, like, when we don't have a client, we'll be spending time just praying for whoever God's going to bring in next, and that he'll maybe give us scripture, that kind of thing. So sometimes I'll just go through and highlight some of the scriptures in a Bible that we have there, whatever the Lord's been laying on our heart. And then so often when someone comes in, they really are at that moment of crisis and desperation. So they're open. It's really a time that they're open to hearing about God and what we might have to say. And so I love it, because as someone comes in, sometimes we'll just open the Bible and we'll already have a verse highlighted and that probably applies to their situation. Be able to read it to them and, wow, I never knew the Bible said that. I didn't know that. And I'll say, well, you know what? If you'd like, you can just take this home with you. Really? Sure. And so we've been able to hand out the Word of God that way and send it into homes of people who don't know Him, who don't know much about God, but they, at that moment of need, they're kind of willing to take whatever we're handing out, and that includes the Word of God and a Bible. So I love that we're getting to do that. And I just appreciate you guys for letting me share with you how God is continuing to work in this local ministry. And that trying out our PowerPoint, I'll get better with it. I would love it if Laura could come up for just a little bit so you guys can see her face too and see how God has just blessed our ministry with her. And I think she has a few things she'd like to add. Sure. So she's sure. Just so glad that God has brought you.
I'm glad to be here.
To Thank us. So I'll let
okay.
you
Alrighty.
Have a little turn.
Well, one of the I'm going to be really brief here. We are winning. We are winning. We have more pregnancy help centers throughout the country than there are abortion clinics now. We have won. It's just a matter of time. We all know Jesus is coming back really soon, first of all, so we're really going to win then. But the message is getting out. You cannot argue with not killing a human being. It's that simple. So we are winning. We are frontline ministry. And I'm just going to state something that happened last week. Sarah got hit with all sorts of stuff, home life, different things like that, where it was just really hard for her last week. It was my first week there. She really wanted to connect with me, so she was feeling overwhelmed and just really feeling like she was being attacked, and she was. But throughout the week, little miracles were happening, and I would mention something, and then this would happen, and she'd mention something, and that would happen, and it was just like the cohesiveness of our working together. I mean, we both felt like it was going to be a really good fit. And so I'm really happy about that. God has just blessed it. One of the things I wanted to add about abstinence is when I was counseling a young girl in California, she was 14. And she said, you know, I said, did you realize you could say no? She goes, no. I didn't know I could tell this boy, no, I didn't want to have sex. So she got pregnant. Because she just thought she had to. And that's what a lot of our young people are thinking, that they don't have a voice, that they can't say, no, I don't want to do this. And so that's another thing that we're trying to empower these young women with. They have a voice. They can say no. But society says, no, everybody's having sex, so I better have it. So we've got to really get that out across to these young girls, because it really is the girl that allows it to happen, and she needs to realize she has that responsibility, and so we're going to give her the power to say no. So that's another thing I want to say. And the silver ring thing, that is for parents as well. We're going to have a separate room set aside for when the kids come to the silver ring things. Parents can go to another room and learn what their kids are learning and be involved without being there with them, but they have classes for the parents. So I really wanted to let everyone know about that.
Is that going to be an evening thing?
Yes. It'll be Wednesday evening for like when youth groups happen. The youth groups will come, hopefully. That's what we're going to target this really this year at our Christian kids, because, you know, we see the Christian kids too. So we want to really get them involved, because they're the voice at their schools, at the different areas. And if they have that voice, yes. No, this is going to be at the Vert. At the Vert in Pendleton. So it's going to be a big event. We're expecting at least 400 plus. So that's what we're hoping for. And then when she was talking about things that you can do to help and supplies and stuff like that, if you see a sale on office supply things, we have an office. We have to supply it. Those are just ways to help us not have to spend the money and resources buying, you know, copier paper, pens, you know, anything you see on sale. Those are all good things, too, that if you happen to see something, you know, a dollar or something like that, those are things that we wouldn't have to buy then, and we don't have to order or anything like that. So I just want to let you know, think outside the box. We're outside the box people. So that's kind of what I wanted to let you know. And I'm just so happy to be here and working with Sarah and the other ladies at the center. I think this is going to be wonderful. And I want to introduce Tom Pilch right now. Tim. Yeah, I'm sorry. It says Tim right here, too. Tim Pilch, which you guys all know. He's a native son. So, and he's going to come up and say a few words and give a few scriptures and then do a closing for us. So thank you.
Thank you, Laura. What a privilege to work with the Pendleton Pregnancy Care Service. It's we call it Pendleton. It's Eastern Oregon, but as Sarah just said, we did just separate from the Hermiston group, and that was kind of a trial at first, because we had, as a board, we had just reorganized and kind of upgraded, and we were ready to rock and roll with both communities. And then God just put this in our path, and it was a difficult trial, but at the end, unanimously we look at this and realize that God had a hand in absolutely every step of that. The timing was unbelievable. Laura was kind of in the wings. She was in Pendleton and listening to God and waiting for God to call her. And I think literally the week of, she discovered us, we discovered her, and it was just an amazing thing to see how God did that. There's people up there too. Wow. Hi. I'm Tim Pilch. I'm a native Pilot Rock. I married a gal that lives just a couple houses down the block here, and got to know a lot of you Athenites through that, and I've been around a while now. We've had some interesting times. Bob and Deborah will attest that we had some trips to Mexico together, and so we've been in the trenches, so to speak, a few times. My heart is to just see God work through the church as a whole, through the real church, and to reach out to the community. Pregnancy services is just an amazing venue of that. And as Sarah was saying, there's so many things going on. It's not just about saving the lives of the unborn. You know, that is the focus of pregnancy care services. But what's really important, of course, is the love of Christ and how that can transform a person, the mom, the child, everybody involved, and that is what we push through the service. My purpose for standing here is to close with pressure to if you and I realize that you guys already as a test, you guys are already serving and giving and volunteering and all that, but the battle is mounting. We are winning. It's amazing what's going on. As Laura said, there are more service centers now than there are abortion clinics, and it's becoming, as Sarah said, it's becoming a fact that it's almost more accepted now, and this is how it should be, to go ahead and promote the life of the child, to save the life of the child and pursue life, than it is to have an abortion. And that's with teaching, that's with education, because one of the things that one of my pet peeves is that the enemy so often co-opts words that are good words. The other side, what you hear all the time is pro-choice. Well, choice is awesome. Choice is a great word. I hate that the enemy has co-opted that to mean death. And a quick story I want to tell you is that, and this is a true story, in the Midwest, there was a pregnancy service center that had a gal walk in. She was pregnant, and she didn't really know where to go, so she had gone to a Planned Parenthood clinic, and they asked her at this pregnancy care service, why are you here? She said, well, I went to a Planned Parenthood, and I told them that I told the counselor that I wanted to keep the pregnancy. I wanted to keep the child. And they said, well, I guess you need to go to a pregnancy care service because we can't help you. They had no choice. I mean, this is the pro-choice. And here is a young gal with a planned pregnancy going to a Planned Parenthood and being instructed to seek help with a care service, with a Christian care service. So that's how it should be. And that's where we're going with all this. So one of my favorite verses is Romans 15:13, and it says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with peace and joy as you believe, that you may overflow with this hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." And my heart is to see people come in to the service centers and to have the service centers be top of mind, so that anybody that is suddenly facing an unplanned pregnancy, or even, you know, preferably before, as we talk about abstinence and all that, that they will know that there's a resource center, that there's a place that they can go, and it'll just be top of mind. It'll be, I know what to do. I didn't want to be here, or I'm facing uncertainty, but I know what to do. And the way we can do that is with funding. So I want to promote that hope, the hope of God. And like I said, it's so much more than just about the life of the child. It's about the life of the mom as well, and the father and the family. So all I'm asking is that you, if you're not giving, that you would give. You'd ask God what He has for you if you are giving, because the battle is mounting. Is it enough? What I would ask you is, do you know that you are taking part in this enough that you are making a difference? And I'm asking that kind of unabashedly, because this is so important. It's so important in our community, and it's a way we can really be a part of the battle and be effective. So that's all I'm asking. The easiest way to give is through, or actually the most, I would say it's the most helpful to us, is if you give through what's called the e-giving. And it's really simple. All you have to do is find the care center. What is the address, the website address?
PregnancyCareServices.com.
Right, it's very simple, PregnancyCareServices.com. And just go on there and just look for there's a support, I think, button or a giving. But just go on there, and then if you set it up, it'll just automatically pay. And that's what my wife and I have been doing for years. It's very safe, very very convenient, and it's a sustainable gift that way that the service can just plan on. So that's the most helpful. And you know, honestly, if all the people in our communities that claim pro-life and claim pro-choice, and I mean not pro-choice, but the right choice, and who claim you know, the love of God would give through this ministry, we could have ultrasound, we could have, it would be really cool what we could do. We could have the abstinence programs. We could just really be dynamic, and we want to grow to that point. We're poised to do that. So help us win, please. I'd like to just close our little part with a prayer. I imagine you guys have an official way to close, but in Hebrews, I don't know how I got on the wrong. This is out of the New Living Testament also. I like this. Hebrews 13:16. It's kind of in the middle of a verse. And I do. I was hoping I wouldn't need my glasses, but I'm getting old. Hebrews 13:16, "Don't forget to do good, to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God." And I've been learning a lot about sacrifices in Leviticus lately. It's amazing how God uses our sacrifices. So I just ask you to be part of that. Lord God, I just ask that that you just fill our hearts with purpose. Lord God, we look for hope. It's only in you. There is no other. The world has nothing to offer. The enemy has nothing to offer. But boy, you have a lot to offer. You offer hope. You offer joy. You offer peace. God, could you compel us to share that in any way we could with those in need? And I just thank you, Lord, for the grace that you pour upon us. It's undeserved. It's not earned. We are so privileged. We just give it all to you, Lord, in Jesus' name.